In the morning, we're holding Daf Vav, Amud Aleph, and Me'ila. We're at the top of the page. So we're in the middle of the discussion. The Mishnah said that a klal Rabbi Yeshua, any carbon that had shas hetel l'kayanim, no longer subject to Me'ila. Any carbon which did not have shas hetel l'kayanim is going to be subject to Me'ila. So we're talking clearly about a case of kachu kachim, where there's Me'ila from when you makdash it. And we're saying that once you get to the process of shas hetel l'kayanim, which we initially just assume that means after Zerik when you can eat the meat, so once you get to a stage of Shas Hetel Kayanim, even if it gets some other Isri afterwards, Lina, Tuma, Psal Yetz, or whatever the Psal may be, there's still Me'ila was already removed and Me'ila does not come back. If it never had Shas Hetel Kayanim, the Me'ila never left and therefore the Me'ila is still there. And the question we had yesterday was what we assumed to be the stage of Shas Hetel Kayanim, which is Hetel Achila. Maybe not. Maybe the Mara three-way Shaila, three options. What is called Shas Hetel Kayanim? Is Shas Hetel Kayanim Hetel Shechita, once you perform the Shechita? Is Shas Hetel Kayanim Hetel Zrika, which this one is a little misleading. Hetel Zrika doesn't mean the Hetel that's provided by Zrika. That is the Hetel Achila. It means, Hetel Zrika means Kabbalah, the ability to do Zrika. So again, Hetel Achila means, Hetel Shechita means Shechita was completed. Hetel Zrika means Kabbalah was completed. You're able to do Zrika now. And Hetel Achila means Zrika was completed. Those are the three options, three stages. And we explained also yesterday that the simple tzad of what would be what's the most easiest to understand, what would take off Me'ila would be, of course, Hetter Achila, it's easily understandable because now it's Mutl Kainim, it's no longer Kaidish Lashem, it's certainly together Nas Mitzvasa, it's no longer Kaidish Lashem, Kainim also can eat it, partake in it, so therefore it wouldn't have Me'ila after Achila, that's easy to understand. Taisus, Rav Mefarsh explained, why would Hetter Zrika, which means Kabbalah, why would Kabbalah be enough to take off to be called Hetter Kainim? So he explains because we have a klal of Kol Emid Lizrake, Kizarek them, whatever is destined to be spritzed on them is be'ech, is as if it was already spritzed, even though we don't say it's mamash mat to the basar, but with the guy by the dinam, we used it just the other day, it gives it a status as if it already was spritzed on them is be'ech, and the kalam and lizrik will take off the me'ila, perhaps. That's according to the tzad, that it's heter zrika. Again, heter zrika means you performed kabbalah, it's ready for zrika, it's called heter zrika. And the third option, that was the moshver for us, what's the pshat, the heter shchita, that shchita is considered shas het l'kayanim, and therefore me'ila would be gone after shchita, you still have all the avodas to do. So we spoke out this bunch of pshatim, we spoke out two pshatim. One pshat was that shchita is l'maisa the mater, shchita is mater basar, we're bechulin. Since we find that by chulin, shechitas matar basar, even by kachin, other activities, could be the heter begins, the shas heter starts with the act of shechita, that was once for a while shechita, we'd be able to make a shas heter, consider shas heter l'kayanim. Another sfar we said is that the only act, the last act, I should say, it's really the only act also, that you do with the animal itself. Remember, what are we being matar? We're being matar the basar of the animal. The emurim, I'm still going to have me'ila throughout. The emurim has itself to go on the mizbeach. The dam, I believe dam never has me'ila, and dam anyway, he's still avoid this. But the bus is well being matir. The only act that the kayan does, or it doesn't have to be a kayan, it could be a non-kayan too for shechita. The only act that's done with the buser directly is the shechita. So once you've finished your act with the animal, with the buser, so there'll be a svar to say, there no longer is me'ila, even though you didn't finish all your acts with the in terms of the carbon, you still have to do Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, your physical involvement with the animal directly is over. Since your physical involvement with the animal directly is over, that would perhaps be a svar to say that Heter Shechita, Shechita alone is enough to be Matir, to take away the Me'ila. So again, we have three options. Is it the Heter of Shechita takes away the Me'ila? Is it the Heter of Zrika, which means you completed Kabbalah? That's the Heter of Zrika. Or is it the Heter Achila that makes it really, that takes away the Me'ila? On that second pshat, it was from the Mikdash David who says the pshat, on the pshat of the Mikdash David, that your involvement with the animal ends with the shechita, and therefore that would be like nasa mitzvasa, and therefore the guy with the animal itself directly, and therefore it would lose the mila. The second pshat, which is that it's heter zrika, is also readily understandable, because that pshat holds that when you take a kli, a kais, and you go right next to the animal's neck to do kabbalah, that's still cool, dealing with the animal. So it would be the same type of svara. The shaila is, what's considered when you finish with the animal? Are you finished with the animal just with shechita, or are you only finished with the animal once you already have done an act of kabbalah, and you put the kais next to the animal's neck? That would be the pshat in both of those svaras, according to Mikdash David. You can understand now heter shechita and heter zrika. Okay, but we still didn't resolve the shaila. Top of avam ralf tashema, the wrong one's going to be some rise now, that it's the heter of achila. Tashema. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Yesh Neser, Shemaylam Bay, Vyesh Neser, Shemaylam Bay. There's Neser by Kachikachim that there's Me'ila, and there's Neser of Kachikachim meat that there's no Me'ila. The idea, by the way, over here is Neser. We're talking about, in the Brisa clearly, we're going to see the next lines, that we're talking about it was Neser, it was left over prior to Zrika, if it was left prior to Zrika. So by definition, we must be talking about Kachem Kachem, because Kachem Kalem only have Mila after Zrika, right? So Kachem Kachem is one that has not Mila before Zrika, and we're talking about Dafka before Zrika, so therefore we're talking about Kachem Kachem, which is our Shaila. Kachem Kachem, we want that it would be discussing when the Mila comes off. And says Reb Shimon, there's Neser of Kachem Kachem, we have Mila, and there's Neser of Kachem Kachem, we don't have Mila. Ketzad. Lun defnei Zrika, if it was left over past its time, which is overnight. Kachem Kachem is basically left up to the morning. Kachem Kachem, you not eat for the day, the Yishechted, and the following night. So if it's left over by the morning, before Zrika, prior to Zrika being done, Mailin. It still has Mila. Lacha Zrika. But if it was left over overnight, after Zrika was already done, Ein Mailin, there's no Mila. Ketani Mias, Mailin Bite. You see that what? It says, that when it's left over before Zrika, there's Mila. Lav davishos lamizukei tibay zarek ushbamino hetar chilishininu. So the Marbi is a very simple proof. If you left it over overnight, what does that mean? It means presumably you did shechita by day. You obviously did shechita by day, and you did kabbalah by day. This day you did kabbalah today, and you left over the meat overnight. Meaning you didn't eat it today or this evening till the morning, and you didn't either perform. Zrika was saying, that's the shot side. It's before, if you left over before Zrika, then it still has Mila, which means you had Heter Zrika, you had Heter Shechita, you had Heter Zrika, you just didn't do the Zrika, so you're only missing Heter Achila. Again, Heter Zrika we said was what? Heter Zrika is Kabbalah. You did the act of Kabbalah. So you did the act of Shechita, you did the act of Kabbalah, that's the presumption the Mar is making, you did the act of Kabbalah, and you just didn't do the act of Zrika itself, so you don't have Heter Achila, and still we're saying there's Me'ila. This would be a clear indication that what is the Heter you need to get rid of Me'ila? Heter Achila. It's right, you need the third Heter Achila, and Heter Shechita, Heter Zrika is not enough. Deflects the Gemara, you're right. Heter Shechita, Mar David doesn't address. You for sure already had Heter Shechita. That's clear. And Heter Shechita is not removing the Mila. That seems to be pretty clear as well from this Braisa. However, the Mar asks that you're right about Heter Zrika, not so clear. Like, the Kibla Samach Shkis Chama. The case was where you Mekab the Dam, right in Shkis Chama. So you did Kabbalah during the day, Taka, but you didn't have a moment in the day to do Zrika. If I do Kabbalah right in Shkis Chama, and there's no moment to do, if the Kayan doesn't have a moment to do Zrika, it never had a Heter Zrika. Heter Zrika is that you completed Kabbalah and you have an opportunity, you have time, you have at least 30 seconds left of the day to go and do the Zrika. If you did Kabbalah at a time that's so close to the end of the day that there was never a moment to do Zrika, that's not called Heter Zrika. And therefore I can tell you really, you know, it takes out of Mila. Heter Zrika takes out of Mila, which is essentially Kabbalah. But it's got to be a Kabbalah that enables to do Zrika. A Kabbalah done right at the end of the day does not enable Zrika, and therefore that won't take it out of Mila. Says the Gemara, Loi de Kabbalah Samash Kis Chama, the case would be the Kabbalah right in Shkis Chama, to the Hayashah Islam, there wasn't enough time in the day to do a Zrika before nightfall. In fact, the Gemara, one second. Aval Hayashas Mai, but according to what you're saying, so the whole chiluk is not whether you did Zrika or not. Remember, the lashon of Shem was what's considered nicer with his Meila. Nicer with his Meila is nicer where you didn't do Zrika prior to nightfall, so it's still Meila. Nicer where you did Meila, where you did Zrika, there's no Meila on that nicer. It's still, by the way, it's still nicer, of course, and there's still Chiv Karas for eating it for nicer, but Meila there won't be if you did Zrika. So that was the lashon of the Brisa. Says the Gemara, why is the Brisa making Tully and doing Zrika? If you're telling me that's really Tully just having enough time in the day, enough time to do Zrika, says the Gemara, if you tell me if there's enough time in the day, there wouldn't be Meila even without the Zrika, so my ear the Tony Lefnei Zrika. Why are you talking about before and after Zrika? Listen to Kedem Shkia Lachashkia. Talk about before and after Shkia. Your main focus is, was the Kabbalah completed before Shkia with enough time to do Zrika or not? Whether or not you did Zrika is really irrelevant, according to this opinion. As long as you had Heter Zrika, that's enough. So why are you focused on whether you did Zrika or not? Again, that would seem to indicate that it's totally in Heter Achila. Says Gemara, no. Hachanami Ketani, this is how you have to read the Braisa. You're right. Your question, why don't we say, in terms of Shkia, is how you read the Braisa. Kaidim Shiyiru Lizrika, Ulachi Shiyiru Lizrika. When it's said in the Braisa that you did, if the Naser was before Zrika, or the Naser was after Zrika, it doesn't mean actual Zrika. It means if the Naser was before the animal was even fit to have Zrika, or if the Naser took place after the animal was fit to do Zrika. So when it says Zrika, the Braisa doesn't mean Zrika Mamish, it means fit to do Zrika, which is Heter Zrika, which is Kabbalah, even without the Zrika. So the Mar is deflecting and saying that the Braisa can still stem according to the opinion Heter Zrika. So the Braisa, by the way, this Braisa of Shimon, we simply reads that you need Heter Achila. We've deflected it to say maybe perhaps you only need Heter Zrika, but certainly Heter Shechita is not enough based on this Braisa. Okay. Tashema. The Gemara tries to bring a proof again that it's heter achilu, which, by the way, I think we spoke out that the Rambam clearly brings that the sheet is Rabbi Yochanan, that it's heter achila is what you need to get rid of the Okay. So the Gemara Tashema, Rav Shimon Eimer, Yesh Pigel, Shemailim Bay. There's Pigel that a person is mail in it. There's Mila with the Pigel. Yesh Pigel, Shemailim Bay. So again, this goes back on a memory we had the Brisa we had the other day that this Pigel which has Mila, a carpet of Pigel has Mila, and this carpet which doesn't Mila. Ketzad, Lefnei Zrika Mailim Bay. If you're still before Zrika, there is Mila. The achaz rika emailim bay. Once you did rika, is no longer meila, even though it's a carbon of pigel. If it sounds not like Rav Gidol Merav, who said that when you have a carbon of pigel and you do rika, it does not take the meila off kacha kachem. The reason is because it is clearly Rav Shimon is not stimming with Rav Gidol Merav that we had yesterday and 2 days ago. Rav Gidol Merav held that a rika's pigel does not remove meila. A rika of a carbon that's pigel will not remove meila, and clearly Rav Shimon is saying, I don't care if it's pigel or not. If you did Zrika, Mila's gone. If you didn't do Zrika, Mila's not gone. Okay, fine. So he's arguing with Rav Gidol Amarav. Let's leave that for now. The point is, Ketani Mias, Lefnei Zrika Mailim Bay. It says, as long as it was before Zrika, there's Mila. You did already Shechita. The presumption is you did Shechita. You clearly did Shechita. You did already Kabbalah with time in the day to do Zrika. And that's not enough. You're still Lefnei Zrika, and therefore there's still going to be Mila. Lav Davishos Lemizrika. I'm talking about a case where there was enough hours in the day to still do Zrika. If he wanted, he could have done a Zrika. Uktani, Mailin, and still there's Mila. We're saying there's still Mila. Shema Mina, what's a Raya? Exact same Raya as before. Heter Achila Sheninu. It's a clear Raya that the Heter Achila is required. And since ultimately Zrika wasn't done, Mila's still there. But if Zrika was done, Mila wouldn't be there. But the point is, being able to do Zrika, which is what we call Heter Zrika, having Kabbalah finished, is not enough. It's a clear Raya. The Heter Zrika is not enough. You need Heter Achila. Says Mar Loin. Not so fast. Same exact answer as we had on the last Brisa. We're talking about where there was enough hours in the day to perform the Zrika. So don't tell me there was enough time and it's a right head. The Zrika is not enough. There wasn't not enough time, and therefore perhaps the Zrika is not. In fact, tomorrow, the same question. So you tell me if there would be enough time to do Zrika, that alone would take away the din of Mila, even if the Zrika wasn't performed. So why in the Brisa did it say after Zrika is no Mila, before Zrika is Mila? The difference of before and after should be, listen, the focus should be whether it's before or after Shkia. If it's before Shkia, there's enough time to do Zrika, then there's no Mila. If it was after Shkia, then there's not enough time to do Zrika, and then there is Mila. By the way, Lacha Shkia, the same question could have asked before. Lacha Shkia, Kadim Shkia, doesn't really mean, I say that the Kabbalah, it's a Shaila, it's a discussion. Does it mean the Kabbalah is taking place completely after Shkia? Or the way we described it before is the Kabbalah could really just be taking place right up to the moment of Shkia, which doesn't leave you any zman for Zrika before Shkia. The Zrika would have to be Lacha Shkia. That's really the main point. Okay. Hachrami Kamar, Kamar says, same deflection as before. That's what the Brisa meant to say. When it said Kaidim Zrika, Lacha Zrika means Kaidim Shenirul Zrika. If you did your Shkita and your Kabbalah before and it was fit for Zrika, then the meal is gone. Lacha Shira Zrika, right? Or we're the opposite. If we're talking about a case where it was never fit for Zrika, then the Mila remains. If it was a case that was fit for Zrika, then the Mila would be gone according to this interpretation. Again, it's not the simple reading of the Brisa, but we're sticking into the Brisa. You don't need the actual Zrika. You just need to be fit for Zrika to be enough to take off the Mila. Okay, so the Mar deflected both proofs in the same way so far. The Mar now brings a third proof that Hetachil is enough. Tashema. Ha-pigel b'kachikachim mailin. Pigel b'kachikachim has Mila. Pigel b'kachikachim mailin. Now, over here it doesn't say la'ilam. So, Pigel, which clearly says talking about kacha kachim, and clearly talking about a case of pigel, and it says it's mila, but it doesn't say la'ilam, where we could say it means even after Zrika per se. It says, Lor, my love the Zark. Aren't we talking about a case where you already did Zrika? Ushmamina, heter, achila sheninu. Right? We're talking about a case where the Zrika was done, and we're saying that heter, achila sheninu, and the chidush over here is, since it's pigel, it's unable to get a heter. This price goes like Rav Gidol Merav, that Zrika's pigel is not matter, it does not matter. Since Zrika's pigel is not matter, it can't take off Mila, but a normal Zrika would take off Mila, which means normally what do you need? Heter Achila. You need Zrika to be completed, which is Heter Achila, in order to take off Mila. Lay the Marsat Lazar. We're talking about you didn't do Zrika at all. Alvazark Mai, effect tomorrow, but if you do Zrika, Mai, Hakanami de Mailam, Vino Mila, Mai de Tony Kachakalam, E Mailam by, why does the price say, by Kachakam, why do you have to make a distinction between Kachakachim? If you tell me the only reason why there's still Mila here is because you didn't do Zrika, So then, had you done Zerika, there wouldn't be Mila. Why did the Brayse have to go to Kachkal to make a distinction? Same question as we had on the other day's daf. Right? Why did he have to go to Kachkal to make a distinction and say, Emaylin, listen, he can't lefezi kalach Zerika. Why don't we just make a chalup by Kachkal himself, whether it's before Zerika or after Zerika, that before Zerika is going to be Mila, and after Zerika there's no Mila. So Bishlam, if you say that even after Zerika there's still Mila, it's good. But if you say that after Zerika there's no Mila, why did you make a distinction between Kachakal and Kachakachim, make a distinction between the Kachakachim itself? Says the Gemara, Ha'asash minan, kola sui li de me'ila, zrika katekna mais de me'ila, kola fukim de me'ila, afil shlek katekna, nami mafka me de me'ila. Says the Gemara, you know what the chiddush over here is? That when it's coming to bring it into me'ila, so to bring it into me'ila, which is Kachim Kalim, Kachim Kalim, we said from inception, does not have me'ila. Being makdish does not make mila. When does it get mila? B'shah zrika. A zrika psula, a zrika's pigle, will not bring kachar kalam into mila, and that's actually like Rav Gidim Rav Zalacha, that kachar kalam do not get mila with a zrika's pigle. However, the flip side, kalafuki mide mila, afilish like a tiknami, mafkil mide mila, when it comes to remove mila, even a zrika that's not katikna, even a zrika's pigle, would be successful in removing the mila. That's not like a Gidim Rav. He held it was two-way street. It can't remove mila from kachim, and it can't bring mila to kachakalim. Here we're saying it can not bring kachakalim into mila, but it, yes, can remove a zrika's pigle, can remove kachakachim from mila. And the first attack I pointed out is clear from this lashon over here, and the Mar Menachas actually has it clearly, that we don't pass Gidim Rav legabe kachakachim. He says kachakachim, a zrika's pigle, does not remove mila, and here we're saying clearly that kachakachim, a zrika's pigle, can yes, remove mila. But again, once again, we've reflected all of Arayas. Select the Mishnah. Top of Ambeis. Basar kachakachim shiatza. Now we're focused on another psul. We focus for the most part on the psul of the din of me'ila in a case of psul of pigle for the past couple of blat. Now we have a new shayla. Basar kachakachim shiatza fezikazam. You have the basar of a kachakachim animal that left its boundaries. It left the azara before Zrika's damim. So got psul yaitze before Zrika. The question is now, does Zrika help for yaitze? Something which has psul yaitze. You're not going to salvage the buzzer. It's got psul yaitze. Does Zrika help to take off the din of Mila? Furthermore, let's say the carbon was pigle. Let's say the carbon becomes nesu. Let's becomes tummy. Does Zrika help to give it status that now it'll get those chumras, those asurim of pigle, nesu, tummy? Or no? Once the buzzer is psul yaitze, it's done. It's psul yaitze. Zrika won't help either to take off Mila, nor will it help to give it a din of pigle, nesu, tummy. Says the Mishnah. So Pasuk Kachakachim Shatzal Tzayzik is Damim. Rabbi Lezer Aimer Meilim. Rabbi Lezer says this is Meila. There's still Meila, meaning Zrika does not take off the Meila. Ve'ein Chayav Nalam Shepigal Neis Tamei. Zrika does not take off Meila, and one is not Chayav on it for Pigal Neiser or Tamei. Rabbi Kiva Aimer, no. Aimeilim by Chayav Nalam Shepigal Neis Tamei. Rabbi Kiva says the Zrika helps for Buster. That's a Pesul Yaitze. If Buster went out of the Mechitzas, left his boundary, Zrika still will help. It will take off the Meila, and Zrika will still, again, the Buster still puzzle, but the Zrika will enable it to be subject to the din of Pigal, Neser, and Tameh. It's actually interesting, the Farsh speaks out. This Basa that went out, was it brought back in before the Zrika? It certainly went out and got up Psal Yetze. It got up Psal Yetze. And according to Tanakama, bringing it back over, it doesn't make a difference. Zrika's never going to help once it got up Psal Yetze. According to Abikiva, Zrika does help. Does Zrika only help if you bring the Basa back into the boundaries? Or even if not, seems like from Farsh pretty clear that according to Abikiva, even if the Basa remained outside during the Zrika, still the Zrika helps. Amar Abikiva, Harim Farsh, Chatasiv Avda, Vifish, Achai Zechdeh, a person who's mafresh, I should say. His chatas, he's mafresh chatas, and he lost it. And he's mafresh a backup chatas in its place. And after he found the original, and now they're both standing here. And the case over here is they weren't both just standing here, right? It's not just a regular extra chatas. You shechted them both. And you have dam in the kli from both. And what happens? Harishayna, isn't it so that just like the buser patters when you do zrika on animal A, the zrika from dam of animal A, it patters, it makes the buser no longer have me'ila of animal A, it also removes the me'ila from animal B, which is because animal B now, once you do zrika from animal A, animal B is really chatas meis, it's useless chatas, you don't need anymore, it's meis chatas, which is already shechted, you can't do anything with it, it removes the me'ila from both. So says the Mishnah, this is Rabbi Kiva Svara, Kachu Paitas Psachavir Patas his friend, in Patadamas Psachavirta Minam Me'ila, if the Dam Zrika you're doing Mechatas A can be Pater from Me'ila, the meat of animal B of a different animal, even though the animal is not going to be a kosher carbon, and the second animal is a useless chata, so to speak, it won't be a kosher carbon. So if the Zrika of animal A can take off Me'ila of animal B, then certainly, Dinu Shiftas Psa'atzmai, certainly it would make sense that when you have a Psil Yetza the Basar, and you do Zrika, the Zrika should be able to, again, the Zrika is still, the carbon overall is still kosher. You just have the buster that has psoyetze. The zrika of a kosher carbon certainly should be able to take off mila from its own pasul of buster. If it could take off mila from another chatas's buster, certainly from its own buster. That was Rabbi Akiva Svara. A machleik is the opposite by kachakalim. Emur of kachakalim, she yatzel fnei zrika's damim. What if you have a emur of kachakalim that left the boundaries before zrika's? Remember, emur of kachakalim, halachas does not have mila until you do zrika. So if here you're not removing mila, you're using zrika to bring it into mila. Emur of kachakalim, she yatzel fnei zrika's damim. If you had psoyetze before zrika's damim, Rabbi Lazar, emay elam bem. So here Rabbi Lazar is the kula. It will not get mila because the zrika is not going to help for it. And again, it will not get a chiyuv b'gnas tamei. Whereas Rabbi Akiva Emer, they keep the same shita. Meilam ben, there is mila. The chayav lam shabeganas tamei, there is mila, and one would be subject to them on them for pigal neiser tamei. Because again, even though it's pasal, it still gets the din mila. The zrika still helps for it. It's still subject to pigal neiser tamei, and it still will come into a klal now of mila. Effective of hani tarti lomli. What do we have to have the exact same machlekes by kachi kachim and by kachi kalim? It's the same machlekes where the zrika helps with something that's yaitza. Why do you have to tell me this machlekes by kachi kachim and kachi kalim? Tzvichi. Tzvichi by kachi kachim. If you say dafka kachi kachim, avi mina ba kamar rabbi elazar meilam by. I'd say elazar also over here mila. There is mila meaning the zrika doesn't help. Mishum zrika ketikna mafka mide mila shleik ketikla mafka mila. Because I'd say zrika that's done properly can remove mila. Zrika that's improper can't remove mila. Avla sviyli de mila, but to bring on mila maybe it's a little lighter. Even Zvika is not Ketikna, Maisli de Mila can bring it to Mila. Vietmar, Kabakachikalam, and if you say the Machlek is Bekachikalam, have a mean, I would say Kabakachikalam, Udam Rabbi Kiva, Mila Mem Tavka, Bekachikalam, Rabbi Kiva says Mila. Why? Because I feel Zvika is like a ticket, even though Zvika is not Katakana, to bring into Mila, a Shvacher Zvika, Zvika that's done on the Yates, it could work, so it's like a ticket, Maisli de Mila can bring to Mila. Avakachikachim. The fukehu kachikachim, when you come to take off me'ila, shleik atikna le'mafka midei me'ila. Maybe even Rabbi Kiva agrees to Rabbi Eliezer that a zrika on something which has psoyetza by kachikachim, where you're trying to remove me'ila, maybe it doesn't work. Kamashman, that both Rabbi Kiva and Blazer, they stick to their opinions. Rabbi Kiva sticks his opinion that in both cases, a zrika works for even something that's yaitza. And Rabbi Lezer sticks his opinion that in both cases, a zrika does not work, whether it's to bring me'ila into kachikalim or whether it's to remove me'ila from kachikachim. A zrika does not work to remove me'ila from kachikachim. Well, stop over here, but just a quick halacha for the day. It's really based on the bottom line of the page, which we didn't see yet. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Asi said to Rabbi Yechonon, we already learned, my friends in Gaila and diaspora already taught me. There's a halacha shulchan aruch that if a person is saying a teaching in front of his Rebbe, he should say, Rebbe, you taught me this halacha. That's the halacha of Shulchan Aruch. The Vilna Gaon says, even if the Rebbe didn't teach the halacha, it's derech kavod. Even if you learned the halacha from elsewhere, you say, Rebbe, you told me the halacha, even if it was learned from elsewhere. The first one bring a few rice to this. The Talmid of Shimon Mechai were leaving him. They went to say goodbye at night. They spent the night in town. The next morning, they came and say goodbye again. He said, you already said goodbye to me last night. Why come back again? He said to Rebbe Shimon Mechai, because you taught us that if you spend the night, you have to come back and say goodbye to your Rebbe again. If he asked him the question, obviously he didn't teach it. But the point is, as derech kavod, even if you didn't teach it, the derech is to go back to tell the Rebbe, if you teach him a memra, you teach him and say, you taught it to us, you find it even on a pasuk. Rabbi Kiva quoted a pasuk to Rabbi Elazar and said, you taught us, it was a back of my pasuk in Tanakh. You taught us a pasuk, even on a pasuk, you say, Rabbi, you taught us derech kavod. One of the questions they bring is from this line of the Gemara, Kralim Tani Chavei Shabagayla, Rav Asi was a Talmid of Rabbi Yechonon, and he, again, we didn't see this, it's the next line of the Gemara, but he said to Rabbi Yechonon, my friends in diaspora already told me this halacha. What happened to the idea that when speaking to your Rebbe, he's supposed to say, you already taught us, and not say that someone else taught us the same memra? Why does the Gemara not stem with that halacha? That's the question they ask.